The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
Yes, I need a sip of tea because, you know, the tension. Now, I'm feeling tense. I have tension in my sensitive body. One moment, please. Oh, I love green tea. Green tea just makes me tingle. I don't know what it is about green tea. Maybe it's the vodka in it. No, I don't put vodka in my green tea. Just a little gin. Oh, God, I hate gin. Ugh, feh. Gin is horrible. Gin is like drinking cologne. I do not get, although I have drunk it if I'm out of vodka, but I don't get the concept of gin. It is just the strongest, oddest flavor. Let's do this, my sweet and most wonderful loveys. We're going to move forward. We're going to push forward just like we're pushing out a baby. Ew.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Gin is like drinking cologne.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2448 of the BFO for Thursday, the 15th of June, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all. I've got some more haikus, and can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, we hear it. Hello, Junipus Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you know why you're Junipus today? Yes, Big Fatty, I know. Well, many of you may not know, but y'all, today, Thursday the 15th of June, y'all, it is World Gin Day. Big Fat, does that mean that you put it like in a shaker and you whirl it around? No, as in the Earth world. Oh, well, that's very different than world. It's true, but y'all, it is World Gin Day, and I think y'all, you know, you heard the old gal at the beginning of today's show giving her comments about gin, and y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not, but World Gin Day has a little jingle. Big Fatty had no idea. Can you play it for us? Well, of course I can. Big Fatty Digger and Stevie B will be whistling that all day long. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I knew on Hump Day, went to the Von's East during my lunch hour. When I was there, I got a call from Larry Clyde. He says, Rick Reddy, if they have some of those honey sriracha rotisserie chickens, pick me up a couple of them. So, y'all, I picked up a couple of those for him. Y'all, they had buy one, get one free coupon for birthday cats. And, y'all, my brother and sister-in-law have a birthday coming up in a couple of weeks. Y'all, the good chicken tender submarine sandwich was on sale this week. Y'all, it is my favorite. It is my favorite submarine sandwich they have. Y'all, they had roasted peanut, bag of roasted peanuts on sale. And so, y'all, I got one of those for the orange hat in the office. y'all, they had pork loin roast, boneless pork loin roast. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those, so got it half off. Y'all, I got one of those good kale solids. They were two for $7, and I got the other solid that has the Brussels sprouts in it. Also, y'all, they had I got a bag of the American bag solids. They were on sale. Buy one, get one free. Y'all got a box of the Blueberry Morning cereal. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, they have the dark chocolate Brookside. It's fruit dipped in dark chocolate, and I got the blueberry flavor and the blood orange and peach flavor. Y'all, they sounded lovely. Y'all had coupons for frozen flavored chicken bazooms. One was an orange stuffed chicken, and one was a brie and apple stuffed chicken. Y'all, I picked up a little container of feta cheese. Y'all, they also had sliced yellow squash with onions in a container. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I needed a new sponge, so I got a package of those. Got a red bell pepper. That other solid I got was the farmhouse chopped solid that has the Brussels sprouts in it and all. Y'all got a half dozen of eggs. They had the Haagen-Dazs bars on sale. Solid dressing on sale. Got some cooktop cleaners, some Krispy Kreme donuts for the coal mine, and some Bertolli olive oil. I spent $78.50, but I saved $46.59, and Larry Clyde gave me $20 for his chickens.
It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's Haiku Contest. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's Haiku Contest. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, email, or comment on the Big Fatty online website with haiku about what Big Fatty means to you. A haiku is 5, 7, and 5 syllables. I'll give an example in a moment. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's Haiku Contest. Whew. Boy, that's a job. Hey, here's my example. Big Fatty is this. And, y'all but just lovely. Thank you for calling. Oh, and here's my example of a cackle.
Big Fatty. Y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before, often imitated, never duplicated, totally original bumper that you provided the little show. And y'all got a couple of haikus in the e-letters today. Y'all, they're from Matt Kingsley. And it says, Herbie Crady, here is my haiku. It says, Big Fatty is like Uncle Arthur to us all in Pride 48. And it's just lovely. And y'all, then he has an alternate haiku. So this will count as a second one for him, Mr. Cackle. He says, on days when you're really feisty, you can swap out Uncle Arthur with Dear Aunt Clara. So it would be, Big Fatty is like Dear Aunt Clara to us all in Pride 48.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, now, what was that?
Yeah, I guess y'all, first of all, and y'all, he signs it Love Kingsley. And first of all, Kingsley, thank you so much for the haikus. Just lovely. Just lovely to have you submit those. And y'all, don't forget Tamari the 16th, and we'll say at 6 p.m. in the evening Eastern Time, you know, the only time zone that matters. Tamari on for right. Y'all, that's the deadline for getting your haikus in, and hopefully we'll get them played on the Monday little show, and then we'll get Mr. Cackle to select Dr. P to select a winner for us. Yes, Big Freddy!
You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, Hi, Big Fatty. It's Marcy Tana. I know it's been a month of Sundays. No, I'm not really, but whatever. I just want to let you know that today is not only clean nightgown night, clean underwear night, too, because I got a shower a little while ago, so, you know, it's a big record. I washed my mattress cover and my sheets all in one shot. So, you know, it's a great night to go to sleep. I hope all is well. I love you, and talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is Princess Anna, and Princess Anna, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And, Big Fatty, you washed your nightgown last night also. Except I don't wear a nightgown. Big Fatty, we're hoping that you'll start. No, Big Fatty just, sleeps in his suit. Big Fatty in your suit. Your birthday suit. That's correct. Anyway, y'all, if there's ever an emergency here in the villa, Big Fatty is going to make everybody vomit. Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Anna again. I know I just called. I apologize. I forgot to mention that not only is it Clean Everything Deading Night, but Orphan Black season premiere came on tonight, so I'm watching it now. I'm on a commercial break, and oh my fucking God, I love the show, and I'm so sad that it's ending. All right, it's back on. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all, Princess Hannah again, and Princess Hannah, thank you so much for that boob tube review. Yes, Big Fatty, the boob tube review. Princess Hannah, I got to tell you, I've never seen an episode of the Orange is the New Hat. I mean, Orange is the New I mentioned this earlier in the week, and that Stacy up there in the North Kakalaki reminded me again that y'all the new season of the Great British Baking Show debuts tomorrow night on Friday. Their first episode of the competition, y'all, they're going to be making a cake.
They're making cake.
Yeah, they're making cake.
Okay, Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And I'm here at the Deadly Do-Right, and I have some people who want to talk to you. Okay, so they were just at the Connection. Could you explain what you saw at the Connection?
Saw.
Ugly people, a fucking legend with Tiva sandals from 1990.
Anything else?
An ugly pup working behind the counter.
Oh,
it was a fucking ghetto. Hate the ghetto. I told you to go say hello to Big Fatty. You remember the fat...
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on me? I didn't hang up on Vader. Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And it sounds to me like... when we went to the bar on Saturday night, y'all, they were out when they got there. Granny was the only one in the bar, so I guess he's had on his lesbian sandals or something. I don't know, but anyway, y'all, there were these two young guys sitting where we normally sit, and y'all, it was like the Baptist church. We didn't ask them to move, but we gave them a look. And as soon as I got up from their seats, we went and we reclaimed our normal seats. However, I think these are the people that Vader knew who met him down there at the Dudley Do-Rights. And I hope there was a good crowd for them down there. You know, if we were all the same, it would be a very boring world, is all I can say. So every place is not for everybody, and we wish them well on their next adventure here in Charleston. Big Fatty, they ran into Vader. I'm sure it improved 100%. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, a couple of things I wanted to tell you. Y'all, if any of you are looking to get you a little something-something from the Fort Trough, you know, that's T-R-O-F-F. Y'all, that's half of a chicken tender submarine sandwich. I'll have the other half today for my lunch. Big Fatty has two, not one, but two, I say two, coupons for $10 off. And y'all, I'm happy to pass along those codes to you if you need something from the Fort Trough. The only thing I'd ask you to do is when you go to order, go through the turnip head, you know, the underwear pants site to show them a little love. It doesn't cost you any more, but you just click right on through there. Y'all, speaking of that, I think, Big Fatty, I think that I want to go over here and see if we've got an update over at the underwear pants site. Let's just see here now, see if we've got an update on the tally. Big Fatty, let's just go over here. Here it is right now, the Pride and Remembrance run. I bet Big Fatty, you're not prepared. I'm not prepared, but that's okay. We are Big Fatty, you're just trying to use up some nattering time here at the end. Well, I guess I am a little bit. Here we go. All right. No change from yesterday, but anyway, that's fine. Y'all, if you like, I say, if you're so inclined, head on over there. And the Fort Trough is one of their corporate sponsors for the Pride and Remembrance Run. So y'all, if Fort Trough can do it, I'll give you $10 to go buy yourself something at Fort Trough. You can donate $10 to the underpants show. Big Fanny. Y'all, let's just see what else. Y'all got an e-letter from our travel agent. And y'all, we're about 70 days out before we, maybe a few more, maybe 75 days out from going on the cruise of a lifetime. Big Fatty, with Granny in a foreign country. Big Fatty, you are a glutton for punishment. Probably so. But y'all, I mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but y'all, we had our flight reservations. You know, Big Dick is flying on his own because he had some sky miles on a different airline than we did. But Granny and Derwood and I are traveling together, and we get into Amsterdam within about, I want to say, within an hour of each other. I think Big Dick gets there a little bit before we do, but. Y'all, we're making our final arrangements, and the Delta Airlines has put larger planes on our trip to Amsterdam and from Barcelona. They've gone from a 2-3-2 configuration to a 2-4-2 configuration. Big Fatty, that must mean that it's going to be filled with Bobo Honkers on there. Well, you know, Bobo Honkers, here we come to Amsterdam. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely world, Gin Day. You know what Stevie B and Dick are doing today? Yes, Big Fatty. They're going to be drinking a lot of gin. Well, that's just like that's what that's called. That's called Thursday in Walnut Hills. Yes, Big Fatty, except it's vodka there. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal from out there in Walnut Hills. You know, she's going on a cruise of a lifetime. I don't know if her cruise is going to stop here in Charleston, but Vera, if you stop in Charleston, can I fix you a cocktail?
Gin is like drinking cologne.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get you an Old Spice with tonic and two limes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.